You are listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Skylar Butenchin. It's Wednesday, August 20th. As Congress continues grinding away on the federal budget, funding for one project in Pacific County has survived. U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell's request for the installation of a fixed MRI at Ocean Beach Health was approved last month by the Appropriations Committee. Improving its imaging capabilities has long been a goal for Ocean Beach Hospital. Some of the funding from the $10 million bond that voters approved in 2023 will also go toward the MRI. Hospital CEO Mary Ann Keene said that given the current economic climate and with rising construction and material costs, Ocean Beach sought out other funding sources to try to bring the project to fruition, which included the request for federal dollars from Senator Cantwell. Funding was also sought by Cantwell for Pacific County's only other hospital district, Willapa Harbor Hospital, to replace its medical clinic. But none of that $4 million request was included in the recently passed spending bill. And in another forward step for Ocean Beach Health, the Board of Commissioners recently decided that a residential structure on the future site of the Express Care facility is declared surplus property. This legal step allows the old building to be removed and replaced with the much-anticipated healthcare service. The new Express Care facility will provide same-day walk-in care for residents of South Pacific County and will help ease pressure on emergency services. Groundbreaking for the new building is anticipated for this fall. For more information about the Express Care project, go online at oceanbeachhealth.com/bond. This story comes to us through a news partnership with the Chinook Observer, online at chinookobserver.com. Many of the Pacific Northwest's public colleges and universities could face cuts to staff and degree programs for the upcoming school year. Higher education leaders recently met to discuss ways to adapt to new federal pressures brought on by the Trump administration. Southern Oregon University's provost, Casey Shillam, says her university's decision to lay off faculty and eliminate degrees did not come lightly.
When we get to the end of this work, our university is going to still be here. We are going to be stronger, and we are going to be able to continue meeting the needs of our community.
Schools are looking at consolidating degree programs, building partnerships among institutions, and creating new revenue streams. College leaders say they will try to limit cuts and minimize impacts on students. Governor Tina Kotek says Oregon will not abandon its sanctuary law in the face of threats by the Trump administration. In a letter to U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi yesterday, Kotek said the sanctuary law does nothing to prevent federal officials from enforcing immigration law. Because of that, Kotek told Bondi the state would not change its policy. The letter comes after Bondi warned Oregon and other sanctuary jurisdictions last week that they could face legal action or lose federal funding. Oregon's sanctuary law is the nation's oldest. It prevents public officials in the state from working with federal authorities on immigration enforcement. This year, there's been fewer visitors from Canada coming to the U.S. NWPB's Jenna Dennison spoke with business owners in a border town to see how that's impacting them.
You can tell Blaine, Washington is a border town. American and Canadian flags wave from the town's flagpoles. The town is home to the Peace Arch, an over 65-foot-tall white arch that sits on the U.S.-Canada border. The local high school's mascot is the Borderite. Blaine is about a two-hour drive north of Seattle. It's also about 30 miles south of Vancouver, British Columbia. But things are changing here in this town of about 6,000 people. Earlier this year, President Donald Trump made comments about making Canada the, quote, 51st state. That's making some Canadians feel a certain way.
I just find it very disrespectful.
That's Ellen visiting Peace Arch State Park from Surrey, BC. And the Trump administration has imposed tariffs on Canada. In response, Canada hit back with tariffs of its own. And there's the Buy Canadian movement. Bradley Miller is an associate professor in the University of British Columbia's History Department.
Canadians on the American political spectrum would be mostly left of center. So your Republican presidents are less popular here than your Democratic presidents. But like nothing in my lifetime parallels the vitriol that Canadians now feel about Donald Trump.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection reports that in June of this year, about a third fewer travelers by car and on foot made trips into Blaine than in June 2024. Canada's statistical agency reports similar data about return trips from Canadians in that same time frame. A lot of locals and visitors stop by Hill's Chevron in downtown Blaine. It's a gas station and gift shop. Inside, there's all the typical finds. Soda, candy, chips. There's also lots of Blaine trinkets and souvenirs, like kitchen towels and sweatshirts emblazoned with Blaine's zip code.
It's always been a big joke that you can come here and get like a case of beer and a wedding gift all in the same place, you know, and to fill up your tank of gas.
That's Amber Ingersoll, the purchaser at Hill's. Mike Hill has owned this place for more than 30 years.
Just gas sales right now have been pretty tough because we're down 60%, you know, that's a lot.
Hill thinks a drop is due to Canadians paying fewer taxes on their fuel than they used to. For instance, British Columbia's consumer carbon tax was repealed in April. It used to be a better deal to buy gas in the States. So for Hill's, it was big business. But other than that, he says the store is doing great, even if there have been fewer tourists.
We love the Canadians. We've never had an issue, and we got a president in there that's really stirring up the world, which I honestly believe it's all going to turn out for the best. But there's going to be turmoil for a while, and it's who can hang in there.
Inside Paso del Norte, a local Mexican restaurant, owner Miguel Ramos says he has loyal Canadian customers, but...
And some customers, you know, they have said, you know, we don't come down because of the new rules, regulations, and we don't like somebody that we all know. That, and, you know, like I told him, it's like, we're not even related, you know? We're like, I don't even know the guy. So it's like,
Ramos has had to deal with a lot of hits recently. A drop in visitors isn't helping.
And our business was slow from the year before to this year. It's about 30%. It's about $1,000 plus a day that we're not selling.
And the future may still hold uncertainty. Here's Miller, the UBC professor again.
The cultural impact on Canadians' views of spending any money in the United States, that's been unprecedented.
On this summer afternoon, Blaine does feel a little emptier than it has in the past. I'm Jenna Dennison in Blaine, Washington.
You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you will always be able to find today's local and regional news here at KMUN.org. To contact the KMUN News Department, email us at news1@KMUN.org. That's news, the numeral 1, at KMUN.org.